Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Emily had given up on dating completely, but she was going to make one last-ditch effort. Her best friend really forced her in to Rumble, Radio plus Bumble, to see if she could finally find a match. She came on the air with us on Friday, put herself out there, really risked it.
To get the biscuit.
And they went on their very first date. She met Drew on the Jeff and Jen Show. But the thing is, their first date was only wearing their undies. So is this going to be the hilarious story that they tell their grandkids someday? You won't believe what we did on our first date?
Can you tell that story or do you have to change it? Be like, oh, well, we met at church.
Or it could have been the most humiliating first date of all time.
Emily, how much time did you spend picking out your outfit?
I would say I probably spent like 30 minutes. I ran by Target and had to find something, but I figured, I don't know, I was a little bit nervous to bear it all on the first date, I'm not going to lie.
Now, the event is called Cupid's Undie Run, which is, it's basically what it should be called is Cupid's Dress Funny and Jog and Get Drunk Run party thing.
So more like a bar crawl, right? Yes. Than it is an actual run, but it's all for a good cause to end NF, and that was their first date for Emily and Drew.
So you could do like a costumey type thing, but the theme is underwear. What did you go with?
I went with like a sports bra and leggings. So okay. I kind of cheated a little bit, but I didn't have a ton of time to find something super cute, so we're gonna work on that for next year for sure.
All right, and then what did Drew wear? Because Drew was described as having like 12 abs. He's a fitness trainer by trade.
Yeah, so he wore like football pants and obviously no shirt. And was about as jacked as I expected. He's pretty ripped.
Yo, Emily, what's up? It's me, Drew.
Muscle milk.
You ready to run?
Yeah, it was good.
He's treating it like a race, like everybody else is treating it like a fun run. He's like, come on.
I think he had passed the finish line like 30 minutes before we did. So,
He's like, Team Dremely will come in first. All right, so the important question is, did you find love?
I don't know if I found love, but I definitely found a friend. He was super awesome.
Hold on, stop right there.
Yeah, I mean,
stop,
Emily.
Stop right there. In the friend zone.
Kelly, will you please translate that? I didn't find love, but I just found a friend. Can you please translate that for the future?
She's not into it.
At all.
She friend zoned him. But I will tell you, I was there on Saturday. Emily was looking good. She was looking real good in her leggings and her sports bra. You looked so cute. And I was thinking, I got a good friend I want to set Emily up with.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't want her to give up on dating. And I don't want her to think I'm just like the first date girl and I can't get a second date, because that's something that she expressed to us. That's the pattern. And I have a friend and we have a party this weekend. And I want to set her up with him.
So this is Rumble Part 2.
Part 2. Hold on a minute, because I think JP has a friend.
You have a friend, JP, to set her up with?
He has a friend, but no microphone. Sorry.
Don't sound so surprised that I have a friend, Kelly. Jeez. My cousin Ben, he's the man.
Oh, he is so
very
fine,
fit.
Too.
He rides his bike everywhere.
My friend is a guy named Ben, too. Battle of the Ben.
Now Emily's got guys fighting over her. This is good.
So
maybe Rumble was just the start of your future love story.
And then
opening all kinds of doors.
And then here's the way it'll work is we'll come up with the way it's going to play out, And then when you disqualify one of them, right, when one loses, then you say, Ben, over. And then we'll play a buzzer, and then I'll drop through a hatch on the floor to his death.
You really want her to take dating advice from you, the worst matchmaker on the planet.
Oh, my God. I'm going to find a Ben.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm going to find a Ben for Emily. Oh
my, he really thinks he's good at this, y'all.
So bad.
He won't give up.
Remember that one time you set me up with your weird friend?
We'll see.
Oh, yeah, your weird friend Chris.
Yeah.
He's not weird. You just don't understand him.
Yeah, no, he's weird. Don't let Jeff set you up, Emily.
Emily,
just trust me.
I would say, Emily, I would trust Kelly Cheese's match for you and JP's far before Jeff's.
I am going to get a Ben. All right, if you are a Ben, please get in touch with me. You need to be single and just single, and we'll figure out the rest.
All right, but Emily, we have one more favor to ask of you, because we want Rumble to be a thing on the Jeff and Jen show, a regular thing. So would you pitch it to everybody else who is single, guy or girl, about this experience? How has it been for you? Would you give it maybe a grade?
I would give it an A. Honestly, I had the best time. So absolutely, if you want to do it, because you guys are awesome. The date was awesome. I really enjoyed, I don't know, meeting everyone, meeting Drew. We had a fun time. So I would do it again without a doubt. So I hope, you know, someone else would want to do it too.
Yes.
Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That's a good
The only thing is, it's unfair to send anyone out on a date with a regular man after they have met me.
I mean, everything will fall short following that.
So that's kind of weird. I mean, Drew never stood a chance when she after Emily saw my svelte figure.
Mm. She's like, those gym guys with all those abs are way overrated.
Yeah.
Hashtag said no girl ever.
You can have your ab man, and why don't you give me a call when you need a cheese dip boy?
Emily, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
And let us know if it works out with either of the Bens.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
There's going to be three Bens.
Either one of the good choices.
I'm going to have the best.
All right.
Thanks, Emily.
JP's Benz. Thanks, guys, so much. We'll
thank
talk to you.
Soon.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.